Okay, well, Director, what did you hear today? Obviously, more I'm hearing public comment than you had in previous meetings.
Good.
So, what do you think
We had more today. I think we had, if I had to guess, we had a lot in Hancock. So I don't know that it was probably on par. There's a lot of interest in the energy challenges in the Upper Peninsula. You know, so obviously we're tasked immediately with thinking through potential supply disruptions from a propane perspective. But you know, the UP has had chronically high electricity rates, you know, for a very long time. And so when you talk energy in the Upper Peninsula, these are very educated and very interested citizens, and so they absolutely participate.
Well, and there was a lot of discussion specifically about propane and about maybe changing some regulations or laws. What power does this task force have to do that, to recommend to the governor, hey, we need to have unlimited refilling of your tank or something like that?
This task force has zero power. This is simply a task force created by executive order. What we are tasked with these diverse backgrounds of the 19 people that sit on the task force, is providing recommendations to the governor. And obviously the governor's authority is, you know, what it is within statute, and then if we need statutory changes, that's in the power of the legislature. So nothing happens without a whole lot of conversations with people on the ground and with a lot of coordination among all those different people with different backgrounds.
What do you take from the comments you've heard so far that people are most concerned about, in ways that the state can, you know, reassure people? Hey, like when the Attorney General was here in Escanaba, she said, well, you're not going to run out of propane. We'll find a way to make sure people stay warm this winter. What are some of the things that you take away from this that you've heard people talk about?
Well, I will say that I think there's just general concern across the entire state about what does weather weirding do to all of us, right? So as we're seeing these changes in climate, I mean, look, we had a shorter summer, a wetter summer. It meant, as you saw in the presentations, that the corn came in late, the corn came in wet. This has implications because it's a huge system. We're all intricately related, right? And so I think across the state, we all have concerns about what does this look like. Many of us lived through the 2013-14 polar vortex, and there were some real, really challenging times for people in the Upper Peninsula and people in the northern lower. So, you know, I think the governor's concerned about all of this. The governor's looking at the polar vortex from early 2019, late January, early February, and the impact that had on the lower peninsula. You know, and so she sees this as imperative for us to think through how can we help protect residents best of our ability. I cannot guarantee that bad things are not going to happen to good people. They will. But what can we do from our perspective to be as ready as possible and to be as nimble as possible?
Director, thank you.
Yeah, happy to do it, Jack. Nice to meet you.